Mas you're fine. You'll still be here next week. Okay, I'm gonna say. Zeh Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas Zeh Nishmas Nariel Shena Azir Shul Pal. Okay, today Packet Yud is a very interesting discussion in the poskim about the following topic. He said that last week we learned that you're not allowed to do asiyas chafotz of kodem atfila. Like, say you want to go to the laundromat, and do a laundry. Put your, you know, before davening, you'll daven at the 8 o'clock minyan. You'll go there 6:30. Okay, you'll do it, and then you, is that permissible? So we normally assume that that's not permissible, that you're not allowed to do a siyas tzrach of your mundane needs to be done before davening. Is the mitzvah of a siyas tafatz of kodem hatfila? But what if it's for parnasa? Are you allowed to do things for parnasa before davening? Because we know the halacha is that you are allowed to sorach mitzvah, like we said, that you can cook for yontif on yontif morning, or you can go to the bakery before on Friday morning to get challahs for Shabbos if it won't necessarily be available afterwards. So tzorchei mitzvah is mutter. So is tzorchei parnasa considered tzorchei mitzvah to make it mutter to do it before davening? Is parnasa mitzvah? What would you say? And if it's a mitzvah, will it permit? In other words, Mr. Halacha is normally that a mitzvah you could do before tefillah. So will this be included in that? First of all, is it a mitzvah, number one? And number two, will that permit doing it before davening?
Yeah,
you have to teach your son Umdus.
Trade. Your father didn't teach school of Umdus. Stama falls upon yourself.
Right.
So it's
a mitzvah to have a parnassah.
It's also a mitzvah to bench. So you can't.
It's also a mitzvah what?
To bench. To say
the bench.
No?
Yeah, no.
So you can have a chila svira, you can eat a meal, you can say...
No, but you're not allowed to eat before davening. It's only a mitzvah of the bench when you eat, but you're not allowed to eat before davening.
I know.
You're not allowed to eat a meal before davening.
You're saying because it's more befeirish that you can't eat, then working is not so clear, so maybe you could be so much on the fact that it's a mitzvah, you're saying?
In other words, eating, you're not supposed to eat before davening. But maybe to if a person has a mitzvah... Then maybe you can do it before davening, because just like other mitzvahs, that you're allowed to cook for yontif before davening and yontif morning. You hear the question? In other words, you
can find any number of mitzvahs. So you're saying bechlal, you can do a mitzvah. If it's something that's a mitzvah, you can do that before davening.
In other words, we learned last week that if you have to go shopping on Friday morning to get challahs for Shabbos,
yeah.
If you're going to do it later, you might not get it. So you're allowed to do it even though you're not supposed to involve yourself with your needs before davening, but you can buy challah, so you can for yontif morning where you're allowed to cook. You can cook for the yontif meal before davening. That's why the Rashi says and Sofrim says that the yontif you go to shul late.
And
this would have put on the challah for children. Yeah, but we do that because we daven in the challah. Yeah.
Why is
that became a minute without me? Yeah. Well, the whole idea of Moshe Feinstein writes that we wear a talis cotton and then we wear these things is a minute. There's a famous Ibn Ezra. Remember, that says that it was up to him. He says the minute is we wear tzitzis. talis gadol by davening, if it's up to him, he would say just the opposite. That for davening, you don't need the talis because you're involved in the davening, so you're thinking about Hashem. It's when you're not in davening, that's when you should have the talis. I remember there was a, it was many years ago in Toronto for Shabbos by the late Rabbi Rafael Marcus. He has a son here in the Kollel. Yeah. Rafael Marcus was Baruch Soloveitchik's son-in-law. So I remember we were walking after, I think after davening, we were walking the street and there was this fellow, maybe like a Kabbalistic type of fellow who was like very, you know, very tallest and everything in the street and everything. So he said to this man, you know, when I see you, I think of David Ezra. You know, remember David Marcus said it to because really, you know, he was a very, I spent several Shabbos there in Toronto by Rabbi Paul Marcus. He was the Rav of the shul called B'nai Torah. That preceded the Bayit. Now you all heard of the Bayit. It's a big shul, but those days, B'nai Torah was the big shul. Bayit was just beginning to be built.
Is he ever on the west side?
It could be, yes, yes.
Is he sister rabbi in the Jewish
center? Yeah. He was, So, his son, he has a son in the Kollel here, right?
Marcus.
So that's the question. Is Parnassah a mitzvah? And if it's a mitzvah, can you do it before davening? That would mean, like, could you have a business meeting before davening?
Execute a stock trade.
Yeah. So let's see what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says on Shabbat, page 1, in Shabbat, you test them out.
Sorry, is my argument that Parnassah
Kojic. That's what we're going to learn right now. We're going to see. Do we show them if they like you or they don't like you? See in a sec. Tana Rabbanan. Ein mafligin b'sfina pachas migimel yomim. Kodim l'shabbos. You can't go on a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos. Aval dvar mitzvah shaper dami. But if it's a dvar mitzvah, then you can go even closer to Shabbos, even though you're going to ride into Shabbos. So there's a chilek between a dvar mitzvah and a dvar shus. You shouldn't have dvar shus 3 days before. But a dvar mitzvah you can have even within 3 days. Oh. So there is a take a look at the Mordechai now on page 2. Aval dvar mitzvah mafligin. Pirsha ben tam, ilchora schoira chashiv dvar mitzvah. That's schoira, the involved in commerce, that's called the dvar mitzvah. Umutor lahaflig a few barb Shabbos. And you can go out on a trip. Even on Friday, it's going to go into Shabbos for the purpose of schorer. Now, mean part coming the kedusha rei chayim zu umnus. Chayim is umnus. So therefore, gamim holach. So and that's what the Mordechai calls Rabbi Natan. And if you look in the pasuk in Parshas Yisro. It says, "Zardem es a chukim es a torah, so dadlam tzaderech es sheyolchu bo, es a maisis sheyasun, dadlam ze beis chayeim, livelihood." And that's the Gemara Rabbi Einstein quoted in Kedushin on Maman Amid Beis in page 5. Amar Chizkiya, "Amar Reichaim ima isha amar shahavta ima isha mamish, hikshem shchayim lasir isha kachayim lamda umnus." So the chiv to learn to attend umnus, and if you look in the tour on page 8, in dvar mitzvah peirush rabbeinu tam שכל מקום שאדם הולך לסחורה או לאורס פני חברו חושב על כל דבר מצווה, והיא חושב דבר רשוס על כשהולך לתאיה. אז אם you just do it for a pleasure trip, that's דבר רשוס. And then you can't do it within 3 days on the boat with the Shabbos. But if it's for schorah, for parnasa, then you can even take a trip to Sark Parnasa within 3 days of Shabbos on the boat, even though it's going to go into Shabbos. So that's called a Dvar Mitzvah. So it seems from here that going for Parnassus is a Dvar Mitzvah. So the question is, if going for Parnassus is a Dvar Mitzvah, so then is it, so that's the first, so the Rishon, the Rabbeinu Tam at least agrees with Dr. Einstein.
No. I agree with her.
You agree.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah, right. He was born before you, right. Rabbeinu Tam says like that. So now that's the first question. So we have Rabbeinu Tam. Now, does everyone agree with Rabbeinu Tam? So take a look at the Beis Yosef. What page? The Halakha of Beis Yosef. Page 8. He says, "Mashakos of Rabbein Liros Pnei Chaveru." Bottom page 8 in the Beis Yosef, where the arrow is on the left side. Mashakos of Rabbein Liros Pnei Chaveru. Choshev the Bar Mitzvah. Kein Kosev Shama Mordechai. Mikol Mokom Lirali Sheein Kol Ap. Mikol Mokom Lirali Sheein Kol Aposkim Modim Rabbein Tam. Is that? He says he doesn't think everyone agrees with Rabbein Tam. Why?
Where is Rabbein Tam?
Originally, we saw it in the Mordechai. That was on page Mordechai Shabbos on page 2.
Mordechai was many
pages. Yeah, so he quotes it on Rabbeinu Tam, and then we saw the Torah quotes it. I don't think, in other words, that's where the Rabbeinu Tam is quoted. So now we're in the Beis Yosef. Page 8. The Beis Yosef says, because the Rishonim are trying to understand how come people are noheg to go on the boat on Friday. And they don't. So why don't they just answer simply? Because most of the boats are going for Schora. So that would have been the answer. But they don't give that answer. And then he asks another question. He says, we have a first word large of the Petiri. So you go on a trip for schara, should be potter min mitzvahs. So and obviously that's not the case. Elvadei leislehu ad Rabbeinu Tam. So he says that many, anyone, a lot of Rishonim, he thinks, argue with Rabbeinu Tam. So if you don't assume like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's Pashut, you can't do it before Davin. question is, if you assume that like Rabbi Natan, is it mutter or not?
What is Rabbi Natan's rationale?
Rabbi Natan's rationale is you go on a trip on a boat, and the purpose is for livelihood. That's called a mitzvah. And you can even go on the boat on Friday going into Shabbos.
It's a mitzvah, but also both
Right.
It's also, it's good to see it, right?
Yeah, he says, Oliros Pnei Chaveiro is a Dvar Mitzvah.
But it's not a Dvar Mitzvah.
Tours.
Not a Dvar Mitzvah, it's a Holech L'Tayel.
To go on.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very, very broad.
Yeah.
But if you have an early morning flight, you
after a ring, Davin, or Bell? Well, because you're doing it before Davin, yeah. How can that's a much simple job? Yeah, Davin.
Yeah, and
Bell, Davin's in the airport. Bell Davin's in the airport. Or there's so much on the sheet today, if you say, brachas, you know, we talked about that before. But that's not so simple. But in the Hanami, people are more makel these things than they should be. But that's all assumed if it's higher. But if it's for Parnasa, it's different. And you can, but the question is, we never said, yeah, we never saw yet the poskim say, can you do it before davening for parnasa? We just said that the one halacha that they would make on is that you don't have to wait for 3 days before Shabbos to go on the trip. You can even go within 3 days. But now the question is, what about before davening? If it's not a mitzvah, it should be awesome. Okay, you can find maybe a tayrim from Somit on the Ramah that says that if you say brachas, and already have what to rely on. So it's not the best header in the books, but it's in the books.
Concern
of Shabbos is that if you're on a boat on Shabbos, you get sick, seasick, and you'll be mavat alone on Shabbos. But if you go before, you're already used to it. But if it's the tzarech mitzvah, that'll be doich. So what do you say?
I'm not sure, Rabbi, if this means if I work for myself and I have full control over my time, but if I'm an employee, for instance, you're paying me to build a house, and if I don't meet the mason there at 6:30, you're going to lose money. Could I tell you, I'm sorry, I have to go daven first, I can't meet the mason? That's my life.
That's your life. You're a construction.
Right, but people pay me a flat fee to build a house. And I can't give them excuses. I have to go learn, I have to go daven, I have to go mincha, I have to go marav. My hanhaga is...
What's your hanhaga?
Lo sigzel comes first.
Lo sigzel comes first, and then
I wake up in the morning before I say my da'ani, I say lo sigzel.
Right.
And then I say my da'ani.
Then you say, and when do you daven?
Every day. But 9 out of 10 times, I don't have a problem. But there's always a day or two. Well, let's say I wake up late, Taka. Let's say I wake up late. You know, the alarm clock didn't go off. I was Peshaya. Now, I have to meet the plumber, or my client loses money, or he loses time, or I go daven. What would you tell me to do? I'm talking about the mitzvah parnasa. And this could be part of every single businessman's day if he's an employee.
Right. Right. So that's what we have to figure out here. So again, if you assume not like Rabbi Natan, then it's not even a mitzvah. You're not even matir to go on Friday. If you assume Rabbi Natan is a mitzvah, so maybe an ochanami, maybe it should be doicha, it should be... I see a tzrach of kodem atfila, is also but the tzarach mitzvah is mutter. So you're saying maybe you'll say in Echnami, you follow Rabbi Natan.
No, so I'm saying.
Yeah. So you should keep late Shabbos also, so you could say you're a Talmud of Rabbi Natan.
Okay, I do that anyway, but
right, okay. So at least you have you say Rabbi Natan is your Rebbe. Right. But still the Rabbi Natan.
But
it's not an oracle. So what do you say? So I'm going to show you one approach of the Dvar Yoshua, and tell me if you like it or not, and then I have another approach. The Dvar Yoshua on page 15, I quote him. You've heard me quote him many times. From Diane Ehrenberg. What do I always say? That the Sama Rebbe said that when he wrote Vayol Moshe, against Zionism, said he's not afraid of anybody except for the Dvar Yeshua. Yeah. This is the, yeah. It's brought down. I think Shaka likes to quote the Tshuva from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Not to have elective surgery later in the week, if you avoid it, because just like Mafligi Mesfina, because it'll take away all the chops. So the Dvar Yeshua here wants to, again, Beis Yosef is a kasha. If the Rebbe Tam is right, then you should say Oisig b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. So that if you're in a, say you're in a meeting from your parnasa, and now it's getting late, so you have to daven mitzvah. Say Oisig b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. You don't have to daven mitzvah because you're Oisig b'mitzvah. But we usually don't say that necessarily. So he writes, tell me what you say, on page 16 on the bottom arrow. It says on the left, Hinei afki sfirli the Rabbeinu Tam, the halicha l'schora began the mitzvah mishum shenema v'ondatum v'hem zu beis chayeh. That's livelihood. He called mokam nira pashur de enzu mitzvah chiyuvis k'mo sham mitzvah sesei shem Torah she'enu mekayim v'nikra avaryan v'nena shal bitula. Elohim mitzvah shal rishus. Whereas if you do it, you did get a mitzvah. But if you, it's not like not putting on tefillin or not eating matzah on Seder night. He says it's a mitzvah shal rishus. So therefore, mitzvah shal rishus. You don't say also be mitzvah. Part of a mitzvah. All
right.
Yeah.
That could be.
Right.
You don't do this, you're not
right. Right, so you're saying maybe it's a chayva. Maybe it's a, the getter parnasa is a chayva, not just a mitzvah shal rishus. If you need it, then what right do you have not to have it? But in other words, you say, okay, l'chatchila, I should really have a parnasa, but the event, I should put myself on the tzibur to finance me?
Every single action is general that work.
Right, so you want to say like
you know,
this.
Like, I don't need to sell this, widget.
This particular thing.
I got it. I need to sell some widgets, otherwise I'm going to be broke.
Right.
But if I don't sell this widget for davening, then it'll be a widget after that.
Yeah. Oh,
Rebbe.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something wild. I don't know if
you're going to say something wild. He's going to say something wild.
What's the heter to say slichas during a Seder Mei Tshuva before davening?
What's the heter of saying slichas? So that it's not so because
why not? If you say it in the morning, it's already Zman Tvila. I get up, whatever, 7:30 in the morning. The minig is as you say Slichas first.
Yeah.
Why? It's a mitzvah?
Yeah, it's like, I think Rabbi Amram said, Rav Shapta used to say, it's a, you know, it's like a Tvila. You say it's Kabel.
Okay, but it's still not, it's not Shachar's, meaning, is
not Shachar's. You still do something.
Yeah.
Still, I don't know. The original minhag is to say it before the Zman Shachar. Yeah, the original minhag, as Dr. Einstein pointed out, is to say it at the end of the night.
Say it at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Like prayer, that's
some people, yeah. That's right. People, yeah. Okay, but I don't know. It's not Chavatzecha. Still have to say Shemayim. I think, no? It's still have to say Shemayim. It's not Chafetzecha. Chafetzecha. Okay. So no. So that's what he wants to say. It's a Mitzvah Rishus. So Dr. Lines is saying, not every Maisa that you're doing is, it's not like Tefillin. It's Matzah. But honestly, I still don't think that means that it's a Rishus. If this is your Parnassah, You're a dentist. That's your parnas. So would it be right to see a patient? Not talking about an emergency, dental emergency. Is it right to schedule a patient? You'll go to the 8 o'clock meeting, you'll schedule a patient at 6 o'clock. And would that be proper?
Also, you're a leader. Someone's discomfort or pain.
I'm not saying that. I mean,
and they're just for a checkup.
Yeah, they're doing a checkup, a cleaning, whatever. Yeah. Right. So, Rav Harfenis has a piece here by Varg David on page. So he writes here on page 21. Mal she yaseh pragmatia kodu she ispalo shachris umal masu maten al yidei a telephone. Right? That was, like you said about a
stock trade.
What? So he says, so look on page 21 on the left side. He writes, "Chor leparnas also in koshen mitzvah. Feel mishu bal mishpacha. Ein lahatir v'loma de esek parnas also koshen." No, but anybody needs, you know, every human being needs parnas. Koshen iske mitzvah. He doesn't think it's right. Lasek mischor mitzvah. He mainly. In other words, you could say like Rabbi Natan, but it's a mitzvah. Mainly yeshlomu the koshen kefsei shemayim. Right time in Kaimalon says the Chor Choshev can be yotzil dvar mitzvah kachos of a grah, etc. Okay, mitzvah la'avon la'amid es b'no umdus fach b'shabbos mutul d'amir im umdun la'amid es b'no umdus chofish kev shir shamayim and should be Yaakov dimkei l'kotel gamri b'tfilo. But then he says for all dimkei b'otel kiman l'gamri Yisrael sees chafot of b'fnei atfilo. You know, so then he quotes the Dvar Shua. So, do?
I think
Parnassa. The Savnus Shrach Mitzvah, a little bit of Gemurah. So, I think the word is, this is what I think the Pshat is. Maybe he says it someplace. But I think the word is like this, that when I put on tefillin, it's Chefsei Shomai. Right, I'm not getting. I mean, in Shemayim, Hashem will reward me that I put on film. So it's totally for Shemayim. It's not for my kafatz, my needs. I mean, my needs are to be fulfilled mitzvahs, but that's on a spiritual level. That's not my needs. My needs is, you know, to have a parnasi, wants to do things to live normal life. So But sometimes you have Chafetz Shemayim, we make a parnasa, it's Chafetzacha. But it becomes a mitzvah because you need Chafetzacha to live. But that's not the type of mitzvah that's mutter before. The type of mitzvah, something that is a mitzvah that's Ulo mitzvah. Mitzvah that's Chafetzacha is a mitzvah. And maybe not like the Dvar Yeshua, maybe it's not just a Rishus. Maybe it's a chayva to involve yourself in such a mitzvah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the first thing you should do in the morning is to daven.
What about buying the flowers?
That's a total mitzvah. That's like... But it's my chafatzim. In other words, I'm doing it for my needs. Challah is because Shabbos, the needs of Shabbos, not my needs. I don't need to get the challah. Shabbos behooves me to have challah for Shabbos.
Not necessarily your needs, family.
Yeah, okay, your family is your responsibility. However, you're under your jurisdiction. It's under your umbrella, it's your chova. So I want to say not like the Dvar Yeshua. It's a chova, not mitzvah for shus. But the chova is to do my chafatzim. That is my chova. Do my. It could be something that somebody's on a very high madrega. They could just daven the whole day and they'll be taken care of. But we can't be so much that we're on that madrega. So we have to do chafatzim, and it's a mitzvah that we should do chafatzim, but it's still chafatzach, and therefore it's still also before davening. Still also before davening. Now, Rav Meir, you want to know what if you're stuck in a situation where, you have to meet the plumber or you have to meet the thing. So in a Hanami, really, I mean, if it was that you just set the alarm, so that's your Pshia, but okay, then it'll be a Chil Hashem not to go. So you rely on the Rambam, you say so the brachas, and then you get there. But really, you should set it up like that for Chafila. But if it's going to be a Chil Hashem or something,
yeah. Well, let's say Lamashal, I daven every day at 7:00.
Yeah.
Every day, and I'm on time. But the Mason, this job is starting at 6:00. So I have time to go to the job and make sure that he gets the right instructions. And then I could go daven.
Right. And how long will that take you?
I'll be back on time.
To be better.
I mean, that's a general question. When we're talking about all that.
Can't hear you. Mayor, are you. What happened to it? Froze.
Can everybody else here?
Everyone else can hear me?
Yeah.
Ramayor, do you?
Yes.
Does Ramayor hear me? There's something to do with his computer. Just get up. So what if you're in a situation where say that there's a meeting with your firm, I don't know, so are you allowed to, I guess in these situations you'll have to rely on the Ramah and say the brachas, but in a Hanami, it's not a, it was the Shas Tzadchak, so we can rely on the Das, like Rav Shechter says, sometimes the ever Shas Havkak in the ever Dami, as the Chef explained, it means you rely on the Shas Havkak. Don't rely on the Chathil on the sheet that it's only been the ever in the Shas Havkak.
What about relying on there's like significant loss at stake?
Right. It's a significant loss. So you rely on, say, brachas, but technically speaking, asiyas chafatzov is also, and this is called asiyas chafatzov. Even if you, even in other words, I believe that Rabbeinu Tam would not, because Rabbeinu Tam would permit it, then the whole idea of asiyas chafatzov would be down like Rav Harford is more than be down the drain, because everything you can say, oh, is. Everything becomes a mitzvah. Everything is
specified with Tayel.
The Tayel not, right. But and even the Tayel, people sometimes have the thing. So you say people have to go to the airport, they have a flight, and, you know, for vacation. And a lot of people go vacation, they have to go to the airport, and they, that's so simple. You could say, right, you could say your person needs. You could say psychologically people need the time off, they need to, recharge, and that's a mitzvah, could be a mitzvah too, but these mitzvahs are still chafetzecha dika mitzvahs. It's still for me, but it's important for me that I should be healthy and normal to be able to service a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's a mitzvah in a certain way, but I don't know if that's going to be matir. Yeah, but it's not. I don't think that's going to be matir kol kodesh
batfila. You know, like that bishmak pretzel cow. That really cool, like Hashem? Or do I want to go further
away because it's pretzel fella because
I like the pretzel
fella.
I don't know
the fella before davening is vacation. But we're not allowed to eat before that. I mean, to buy it.
Right.
Buy it for Shabbos.
Yeah.
Because there's a mitzvah of Mordechai Shabbos.
You're honoring Shabbos by buying some.
Right. So that's like a real mitzvah that you have to get ready for Shabbos. Yeah. He said, the Alter Rebbe said that that's a chova, right? That you have to do.
It's a glory line. I've got boxes in the house. So. What's that story?
Yeah, the stale matzahs is not so much owing to Shabbos.
What's the story about
that's
the rest? Had a guest take said, Shabbos.
Right. because in your case, Rameyer, it would be probably a Chil Hashem, not to do it. So you rely on the Ramah to say brachas before. At least he said brachas before, so you have that hetter. But if you could, but certainly if you could, there was somebody should never schedule that lechatchila. If he could schedule it later, then Mustama he's mechuyev to do it later. Because you can't just say, well, I'll be back by 7. My dam is 7, I'll be back. So that's if that's the way it ended up. Okay, and there's no, you're going to cause a big Chil Hashem if you don't. So he's going to be angry. He's going to break it. He's going to say, oh, this is from Drew. He's terrible, blah, blah, blah. All these things. Okay. But to the Chachila, if he has to, I could come at 6. I could come at 12 in the afternoon. Which one should I come? So you should tell him, well, because I need to dab first. And that's what you could look, you know. But I don't think Rabbeinu Tam would be, in other words, I don't think it's right. I think that's what Rav Harfer is saying. So I don't think it's right to use Rabbeinu Tam to matter the all these business things before.
So what can you do
to go on your trip? To go on a trip. To
trip.
And the post can say, if you're going to Eretz Yisrael, even with Taya, that could be, let's see what there's a Magen Avraham. Let's see if we find the Magen Avraham. Okay. Yeah, let's see it now. I think post say if you go to Eretz Yisrael, then it's mutter also because that's called Tzarach Mitzvah. I'm not finding it now, but I think that's brought down in the postman as well. But I think the answer to Rav Meir's question is in the Nech Nabi would be a Chil Hashem, and it would be Lo Sigzol, and it would be this. So it's a Shatz Hatchat, so let him say brachas before. But if you give a chatchilo orchestrated not that way, then Avadi is mechuyif to do that. Because, that's what I would say. But
I think you could write a whole cipher on this. Could I do paperwork before Dominic?
Yeah.
Get up early and do my paperwork. So I don't have, it's like the same base measures. I could learn. I mean, there's a lot of, if I do this now, then I could learn later. If I travel an hour and daven in Albany, New York, I could beat the traffic. And
right. So that's what
we spoke about this, I think.
Yeah. Take a look. He says here, page 22. Page 22 on the right. Kosov should avne yashve. See on the right side at the bottom. Chelik vav. She also called him tefillah leches lechalfon. You want to exchange money. You know, when you go to Israel, first thing you do, you want to exchange money. Achlif dolar, right? To get change dollars for shkolim. So can you do that before davening? Ulai Shemisha Gil at Sterling Bowes, Amir Khanim. Suppose the Gorilla collect stock of Bachas at Fila. Even though, believe me, the people who expect it would be very happy to receive your dollars. You don't need to, but he wants to give them Shkolim, the Mutter, the Chashiv Tzarek Mitzvah. Shem Mutter, Nam, the Habers, the Hakim Yosef, and the Sinabal. So, yes, in the Hanami, I mean, these questions come up all the time. People going, how many people, Rameh, are coming from Lakewood to Manhattan? And some Davina that have a bus, or some Davina.
Davina in New York, sure.
Davina in New York, because they want to beat the traffic. Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman said to me that the Rebbeim, like some of my kids' Rebbeim, they from Broyers, they come in from Lakewood, that they daven, in either Washington Heights or Katilo or Fort Lee sometimes. But right. Rav Gutman thought the daven with the Talmidim, says that Tzarek Mitzvah, daven together with the Talmidim.
So, Rabbi, so what's the story with booking an early morning flight? You book a 6 o'clock in the morning flight to go to Florida.
6 in the morning flight to go to Florida. So the car is not right. It's not right to have a 6 o'clock flight to go to Florida. Car that's a serious truck and call them at Fila. I mean, it's
why. Let's see. That was the other flights were significant.
Okay, expensive. So maybe if it's a little more expensive, could you say that you're going to be a big Hefzer Mammon
I think most people, they do it because they want to be the vacation early. They want to have the whole day. It's not just...
You want to have the whole day. You want to get there early.
Yeah.
So go the night before. You have to get there early.
It's hard to say that all the Jews have no leg to stand on.
Okay, so that's the round. I have this Ramah. I have this Ramah. Okay. I don't believe it. Ramah actually says, if you say Brixas Brachas, Rabbeinu Tam only said it in the context of going on the trip on Friday. He never said it in the context of tefillah. Now, you want to apply it, that's your application. But he never said it in the context of you could have business meetings before that. He never said that. Now you could say that, well, it's much that he holds that. But I think that that's the word. That the idea of Hefzei Shemaim has to be purely Hefzei Shemaim. Things that are not purely Hefzei Shemaim, even though they're important that you do it, and it's a mitzvah. Maybe if it's even not even just a mitzvah reshus, but it starts being a chafetzach. So that's what I would. Okay, but this is we already discussed about halicha l'derech, but this question of halicha l'prachmati with Rabbi Tam and this is a very fascinating. Discussion because I feel most people, it's not shot that, in other words, they don't know, they don't realize that that's an issue. All they realize is they have to daven. So they know they have to daven, but they don't realize that there's an issue of asiyas srach of korban tefillah. Now,
Rabbi, I can tell you that every chicken that you eat, the sheikh had shechted before davening.
Every chicken. Yeah, you think so?
Well, my father was a sheikh.
Your father was a sheikh, and he did it early.
And Rabbik used to yell at him if Rabbik he showed up. Yell at my father if he came to Slichus Matzah Shabbos. He says a sheikh mislofen.
Really, that's what Rabbik would say.
Yeah,
that he shouldn't home. Come to Slichus Matzah Shabbos.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Because I used to go to Rabbik for Slichus, but I'm not a sheikh, so he. He never yelled at me. But I always used to come to hear Slichas by Rabbi. But my father, Zipranu Rafa, that was our thing. And we did that. No, he says, because if a Shaykhid is going to, his father was a Shaykhid. So if the mayor is saying that his father would come to Slichas Mosai Shabbos, so then he wouldn't sleep much, then he'd be very drowsy, but he would be shecht, he could have a Shkita Psula. You know, so Rabbi said, "You better that you get a good night's sleep than come to Slichas." That's a good one. I like that one. I have to tell that over. Yeah. Okay. So this is the inyanim of Hisaskus b'prachmatia kol matfila. I do believe that there could be heterim, but the question is, what really should you do l'chatchila? You know, that certain things you're stuck in a bind. You know, the plumber's there, and it's going to be a big chil Hashem. But I feel like with the vacations, it's not saying there's no heter, but I don't know if it's the chatchila. But this is mamash l'tayel. That's the one case even Rabbi Tam is moida that it's not a mitzvah. Okay, you could say l'tayel is emotionally it's important that, you know, I agree. I love going to the mountains. You tell me that's one of my favorite things. To go Shabbos to the mountains in the summer and it clears your mind. You know, for learning also, verse says Shmaitza Boitzi Lusa. Okay, you have to have a clear mind. For everything is important. So I think it's a very important thing. But see a strach of Koda Matzvila, still a halacha. I feel most people. They don't even realize it's halacha. I'm not saying they can't find a heter, but at least realize that there's an issue to deal with. And then you can decide, you know, how to deal with it, speak to, et cetera. But most people don't even realize that it's an issue. They just realize they have to daven, so you know, but they don't realize that. But there's an issue of asiyas chafatz of parvatzila. Okay, Rabbi Moshe, it's good to see you all. So, Bez Hashem, we'll continue.
Wait 5 minutes. Anybody able to? Anybody able to? Anybody
get one early? Yeah, but for how many people did that?
I did not.
For how many people in here? Okay, but the people on Zoom can't be not my stars. What can I tell you? Okay.
So what would I look up? Though?
You can do it right now. Go through it right now.
I appreciate it.